Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Yes, it's gone 4 or 5 Central African time. Let's start off with the ayah from the Noble Quran. Subhanallahi hinna tumsuna wa hinna tusbihun. So glory to Allah when you enter the night and when you enter the morning. Surah 30, verse 17. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. You alone we worship and you we ask for help. Surah 1, verse 4. As-safinatul Jannah. Yeah, that's the name of the program. Tobela in the board. And alhamdulillah, yes, he got me up. I was up this morning, then went back to sleep. And there was Tobela giving me a wake-up call at, 3:50. And alhamdulillah, here we are there to serve the Ummah this morning. And alhamdulillah, also Mufti A.K. Hussain got in touch with me last night. And, you know, he said, oh, Ahlan wa sahlan Shafa'at, it'll be good to have you on the morning show. So alhamdulillah, here we are. And hopefully that most of us, have been in Ibadat in this beautiful month of Hajj. And, you know, talking about Muzdalifah, going to Mina, talking about the Qurbani, many will be slaughtering today. So alhamdulillah, it's an exciting day. There's a tension in the air, tension of spirituality. And that is what we like. Let's welcome a pious and sagacious Ummah with a hearty Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Looking forward to your SMSs, and inshallah, you can keep us buoyant with it. And remember, our SMS number is 084-786-3132, 084-786-3132. We'll take them, we'll read them, and inshallah, in between, we'll be garnishing the show with lots of spirituality. With the guests coming in, we'll be having Maulana Dawood Fikra, joined by Sheikh Ma'ida. And alhamdulillah, I wonder who we've got there. Is it Maulana Dawood Fikra? Has he been Sheikh Shoaib? I'm wondering who's be it, who there. Let's see. Maulana Dawood Fikra, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And tell me how you're doing this fine, beautiful morning.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Shafa'at Khan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and bless all the listeners of Marakaz Sahaba. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. We are doing well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has wake us up, you know, after we are sitting. All praise due to mighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of universe.
I tell you, Maulana, absolutely, when you get up, this is a time when your spiritual clock is ticking. This is a time when the spiritual clock or the spiritual side of the body needs that spiritual food. And if you know, sometime when you go to the marketplace and you look for the freshest fruit, you want the best tomatoes, you want the best onions, you want the best of everything. And when do you go? You know, our elders used to go to the market early in the morning. The buyers go to the market early in the morning. Why do they go there, Sheikh Fikra, Maulana Dawood Fikra? Is because they want the best. And so if you want the best in the spirituality, what do? You get up early in the morning. And mashallah, I know you're going to have a very busy schedule this morning. You're going to, inshallah, be also performing the Eidgah or the Eid Salah in the Bluff Masjid. That has a history. You know, you're a morning type of person. You look like that person, you know, that is in the field, but you get up in the morning. Tell us a little more about that spirituality of getting up early in the morning and perhaps getting the best spirituality, Maulana Dawood Fikra.
Alhamdulillah, you know, Shafa'at, to get up early in the morning, first you need to sleep early before 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock because your body needs to rest enough. But once you sleep late, most probably you're going to wake up also late. But once you wake up early in the morning, now the barakah, as to how the barakah, the barakah of your life is in the morning. When you wake up in the morning, now all the barakah now starts with you. So it is very, very important when a person wakes up early in the morning and thereafter he starts his day. And look at the most amazing, when you woke up, when you just open your eyes, what do you say? You say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahayana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Face you open by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who granted us life after death, which means we were dead the time we were sleeping. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought back the life to us. You know, if I have to quote, you know, something via that, I remember this ayah where might Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ مَنَامُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَابْتِغَاؤُكُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَسْمَعُونَ. Among the signs in the Qudra, in the power and the Jalal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your sleeping at night and also at day. Immediately after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَابْتِغَاؤُكُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ, and you are seeking of His ni'mah, boundary, risk, sustainer. And Allah says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَسْمَعُونَ. This is the ayat, the verses from might Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to those who listen to Him. Now, when a person sleeps, Allah says sleeping is part of His signs and His qudra. Why? What happens actually when a person sleeps? And what is the connection between a person when he sleeps and a person wakes up, and he makes the dua that he was dead and Allah brought him back? This is al-maut akhul al-naum akhul maut. This is the sleeping is the brother of death. In the maut, in the tafsir Tibyan says, in the maut, yaqta'u Allahu al-ilaqata bayna ar-ruhi wal-jasadi. When a person dies, immediately the soul and the body disconnect. Now, in arwah al-ahya, iza namu tajtami'u ma arwah al-amwat. You see, the souls of those who are still alive, when they are sleeping, their souls, they meet together with those people who have passed on. فَإِذَا أَرَادَتِ الرُّجُوعِ إِلَى الْأَجْسَادِ أَمْسَكَ اللَّهُ أَرْوَاحَ الْأَمْوَاتِ وَأَرْسَلَ أَرْوَاحَ الْأَحْيَاءِ. Now, when you want to wake up now, in the time of waking up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds back those souls that have passed on, then Allah leaves those souls of those people that are still alive, and the soul goes back into their bodies. Now when the soul goes back is where a person opens up his eyes and he wakes up. And what does the person say in the beginning? Alhamdulillah. Oh, praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alladhi ahyana. The one that gave us again life. Ba'dama amatana. After he gave us birth. وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ, and to him will be resurrected. Now when you woke up, the first thing that you have to do, you have to look what is the salah next to you, and that is the fajr. And there is where you show your appreciation. And once you woke up for fajr, then the day has opened up with barakah. You become active, and you are going out because we have connected already with the Creator, and you have connected already with the one that will give you the rosy of the day. Once you do that, you find all the barakah open for you during the day.
Absolutely brilliant. And you know, my favorite ayat in the Noble Quran is فَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ hinna tumsuna wa hinna tusbihun. You know, so glory to Allah when you enter the night and when you enter the morning. Surah 30, verse 17. And the others are, you know, out of the... Surah 1, verse 4, you say, you alone we worship, you alone we ask for help. Before we go for the break, we got about a minute and a half for a Nasheed break. You know, your comment on that, these ayat really, they inspire me. And, you know, whatever you want to read, whatever dua you want to make, the ayat of the Noble Quran, they're there for you, Maulana Dawood Fikra. And I wonder how many of us do look into the Quran and, you know, by heart these ayats just to keep us buoyant throughout the day.
Hey, subhanAllah. You know, Quran is everything. And Quran is a guidance. And Quran is a cure. And Quran, when you feel anxiety, risk, stress, depressed, you find in the Quran. You know the verse where Shafari have quoted, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Only to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I worship. And only to you, I ask for help. So that means that, you know, you have relied to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that you know that Allah, you only the one that I worship, and after I worship, I only you I ask. So it means it is better for us after ibadah immediately, we need to keep in our du'as, because once you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have surrendered yourself to Him, then you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most of the time, we only ask Allah and we don't surrender ourselves. And we look at why our du'as are not getting accepted. But once you surrender yourself immediately, then you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you're going to see absolutely the help from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala coming to you. That verse, that ayah, it is a very, very powerful ayah from Surah Al-Fatiha, where every time we read in our salah to show that indeed it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we worship, and it's only the one that we ask for the help, and the help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to us, inshallah.
Yes, Maulana Tawfiq, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really has blessed you. You're resonating brilliantly this morning, because you're the morning man and someone that I embrace and celebrate also. Let's go for a nasheed break, and inshallah we will continue after that.
WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132.
4:19 Central African Time, in conversation with Maulana Dawood Fikra. Alhamdulillah, you know, when you look at us and you look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done to us, He's chosen us as His finest creation. It is said in an anecdote that the creation are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ambassadors on this earth. We are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's vicegerent on this earth. We are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's representation on this earth. And from all His creation, we are given the faculty of thinking. We are given akal. We are given the power to discern between good and evil, whereas all the other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they react with instinct. And you know, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us as an insan pure, and favored us with wisdom, and as I said, intelligence, that is hikmah, and hikmah is the greatest of all. He created the angels so to watch over us, and all the time recording any changes in our thinking and our behavior. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never change the condition of a people who are not willing to change themselves within the hearts and from the depths of their souls. Now, you know, Sheikh Dawood, Maulana Dawood Fikra, is someone that goes up, he talks to youngsters, and you know, this country is captured, Maulana Dawood Fikra, is captured by alcohol, in drugs, wunga, and all these other things, and you are there in the field talking to these young people, and many of you of them may be looking at you and they're shaking their head, no, you can talk about everything, but don't pick up on our alcohol, and don't pick on our drugs, because this is what gives us solace, you know, although they could be Christians. But how do you tackle such issues, Maulana Dawood Fikra, when you see the youth are virtually wasting their lives away, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah, Shafat, indeed, it is a good question. First of all, we need to understand the approach. Anzil nasa manazilahum. This is approach people according to their level. Now, when you go out, and you understand that these boys here, they are drugged, and these boys, they are in alcohol and all of it. So if you go with the wrong approach, then they'll never listen to you, and they'll feel like you want to attack them, and they will stand in defense themselves. But once you approach them in a very, very good way, they will sit down and they'll listen to you. That's why they say you need to approach people according to their level. Now when you go out in the street and you find these youngsters that they are lost and they are drinking, there might be the reason behind it, because no one just woke up and say, I'm going to take drugs. No one just woke up that I'm going to drink. No one just get up and say, I'm going to look for hunger and I'm going to smoke hunger. But it's only because of the history that comes before that, or either some of the problems that went about. So you sit down with them. The best thing that you can do, if you present something around them, like you present the food and you want to talk to them, first, because once you present the food, you draw the attention towards you, then immediately immediately, then you have a time to talk to them. Give them an example and say, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this brain. And his brain here is a brain that we think what is good and what is bad. And once a person takes drugs, then he's abusing the brain not to think properly, not to think straight. And then you're going to attack somebody else, and you're going to steal, and you're going to behave like an animal, and you're abusing yourself and this life and this body. It is amana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us as an amana. It doesn't belong to us. We will be asked on the day of judgment, how did you look after your body? Now, when we go out on the street and we go in the location, the first thing that we host a gathering, we bring them all together. And we say, we never come to attack anyone, and we never come to look down upon anyone, but we come to try to help one another. So first of all, the first thing that we have to say is, ask them that, tell me, what is your history? What led it to you for drugs? Then you find a youngster will be open up, and he will be talking about his history, what went wrong in his life. And amazing, Shafat, wallah, if you go out, wallah, you see your heart will be broken, tears will be coming out. It's a sad moment when you see most of them, they can read kalima, Allahu Akbar. And some of them, they can read even Surah Al-Fatiha in front of you. And I met a youngster, subhanAllah, that youngster, he can actually read Quran better than me with tajweed. Allahu Akbar. I was so amazing to see it as a youngster. I asked him, I said, what went wrong with you? He says, you know, once upon a time, I met up with a company, and I'm coming from the broken home. I lost my mother. Other one, he says, no, my father actually left me. I left and I went out. And immediately, the whole life turned around. Then after that, we ended up in the street. And now, slowly by slowly, we're trying to bring them back, you know, via the Quran and advise of our Master Nabi Kareem Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when you go out, you have to know that you are an instrument. You doesn't have the guidance within you. The guidance comes from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is using you as an instrument to guide people. So you need to take yourself and protect, you need to surrender yourself, you need to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dear Allah, indeed I'm going out, open my tongue, open my heart. Whatever comes out from my heart, it has to be beneficial and has to touch the people's heart. And once you give the lecture, let that lecture touch the heart of people. As I always say that a faqid shay la yu'ti, a man that doesn't have anything cannot give anything. If you don't have hidayah in your heart, you cannot give a hidayah. And if you don't have a concern, you never apart the concern with someone else. But once you go out in your heart, there's worry and a concern. That worry and concern, it will be coming from your heart. And once you're giving the talk, or you're giving the lecture, or giving a nasiha or advice, that will be coming from your heart going to another heart. So you are taking what is inside of your heart and you are giving out what to somebody else. Immediately you're going to see your talk will have value. The people listen to you. Slowly by slowly, you see you winning the youngsters. Actually, Shafat, you know, I always say that indeed the future of tomorrow is the youth of today. So we need to concentrate so much about the youth, and we need to pay so much of time. You know, if the youth of today are like this, and the worry is, what will be the future of tomorrow? Every day we say the crime is high. Every day we say this is what the boys are doing. But have we ever thought that why are they doing that? And what's the way to go forward and meet them? You find some, they stand in the morning, they say, you know, I'm going out and I'm going to rob somebody. Why? Because a man slept with hunger and he never eat anything. There's no way he can find food. Besides, his mind is telling him that I must go and rob somebody. So once you feed such a person, you talk to such a person, slowly by slowly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him hidayah. And when you see people are going to protest and they're going to break and rob other people, it's all because there is frustration behind it, and you need to talk to them. Some, they don't need food. Some, they don't need anything. They just need someone to talk to them. And we are here at the diary to go out and talk to people. And the real work is when you are in the ground, you are meeting with people, you are mixing yourself with different people from different culture and from different understanding. And you are trying yourself to bring all the people together. That is the real dawah. Our Master Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised Hazrat Ali karramallahu wajhahu al-kareem, and he says, Ya Ali, indeed, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to guide one person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised, he never said 10 people, never said 20 people, but he said, even one person is better for you than 100 red camels. Why? Because that hidayah to lean from one hidayah to another hidayah. If he's a man, his children also will lead to them. And if he's a woman, our children also will become Muslims. Then the generation will become generation after generation, and that we call sadaqatul jariyah. Tomorrow when you die, tomorrow when you close your eyes, you'll be inside the grave. There will be a lot of thawab coming to you. You'll be saying to Allah, Anna ayn hadha ya Allah, where is this coming from? Allah will say, indeed, this is the good work that you have done. You taught somebody the salah, and it means reading salah. One reward is coming to you. Another reward is going to him. You taught him Quran. Every letter is reading. One reward is going to him. Another reward is going to you. And every time that you bring someone to Islam, every good deed which he does, one reward comes to you and another reward goes to him. And this is the real dawah, and this is a duty and a manna which is in the shoulder of each and everyone. I leave you with a very, very attaching hadith. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun an ra'iyatihi. Each and every one of you, you are a shepherd. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, and he said that you will be answerable with your responsibility. And look at the words and the hikmah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَمَا يَنْتِقَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٍ يُوحَىٰ. He says, كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ, each and every one of you, you are a shepherd. He never say, each and every one of you, you are alim. Each and every one of you are understanding. But he says, a shepherd. Who is a shepherd? Is a man that is looking after the sheep. A man that doesn't worry about his salary. A man that takes a risk. He goes out in the jungle and around him is only animals. He knows that the lion can come. It will attack him. It will attack the animals. But his worry and the concern is to protect those animals, even his wages is less, even he doesn't have even shelter, but his concern is to protect all the animals. So we are the shepherds. We're not worried about how much we're going to earn. We're not worried about how much this man will pay me. But indeed, you know, the real work is to protect the entire ummah, and the best reward is that will come on top from mighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this work of dawah to each and everyone that we go out, we invite. Shafat, indeed, it was very, very touching question that you've given to me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. You are doing a fantastic work. Everywhere you go, I hear your voice in different platforms. Allah has given you this opportunity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue inspiring people. And may Allah reward you. You don't know how many people are listening to you, and you don't know how many people are getting hidayah by your talk. And the day of Qiyamah, you see a lot of reward coming from mighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us ikhlas, sincerity for every work that we do, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. I'd like to excuse myself, Shafat, and to all the listeners of Markaz al-Sahaba. Shukran jazeera for inviting me once again on the platform of Markaz al-Sahaba. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward all the entire team and those who are behind it and the listeners as well. Shukran wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I can tell you, young Ali, beautiful young man, someone that embraces, celebrate. Mashallah, really resonated on the morning program, giving us lots of beautiful ayat from the Quran, also talking about the hadith. And alhamdulillah, as he says, life is, he spoke about death. He says that death is a twin sister of sleep. When you sleep, your soul goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you get up, it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that decides, you know, you're going to get up, you're going to have a second innings. And alhamdulillah, also talking about how you talk to the youth with the hikmah, with diplomacy, and you know, you have to be understanding towards the circumstances. Allah blessed Maulana Dawood Fikri. I know he's going to be rushing off to the masjid there in Bluff. So inshallah, Allah give him success both in the dunya and akhirah also. Time for us to go for a break.